What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Revered offensive coordinator has taken a head coaching job with the Chicago Bears. He has agreed to become the next head coach in Chicago of the Bears to work with Caleb Williams. So Ben Johnson, after two off seasons where he didn't leave Detroit, and now his third off season as the hottest name in the head coaching cycle, has finally left Detroit for a division rival, the Chicago Bears. Well, he will be head coach this season. So this is fascinating for two reasons. One, obviously he chose not to come to Washington. Well, that's not the end-all be-all, but he did make the choice last year that he wasn't going to continue to negotiate an interview with the Commanders. He did so while they were flying out to Detroit to interview him for a second time. That's been well documented. Then word got out via someone in his camp that he felt like the basketball guys that ran the team knew a little too much for him and didn't love the process. Led to some of the storylines that went into the bad blood between Johnson and the Commanders, at least publicly. Well, I didn't hear any ownership members tell me that that was the case, but that's certainly the perception on the outside going into Saturday night. So that's interesting from that perspective, is now we see, okay, well, you didn't think Washington was a good enough job. What do you end up with? The Bears and Caleb Williams, who went one, instead of Washington and Jaden Daniels, who had a much better rookie year, still alive as a rookie, and went two. But the other reason this is huge, Danny, that was a potential landing spot for Cliff Kingsbury.
It's one of the couple places where you would go, this might be tempting for Kingsbury. Now, who knows what privately thinks of Caleb Williams? I have no idea. You'd assume they got along really well after working together, and he sees the talent, was, you know, helpful in Williams, you know, kind of holding on to that number one overall spot in terms of his pedigree in the draft. But it's a place with a ton of cap space, a pretty decent roster. And, you know, I understand the big picture. They haven't won in a long time, and their ownership isn't particularly great, et cetera. But, again, they are in a – that's a pretty good starter kit there. Quarterback on a rookie deal that showed some things, has some talent, good roster. I think fifth or sixth most cap space in the sport. That's a good landing spot for somebody.
It's a really good job. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much Keenan Allen has left in the tank. He was better in the second half of the year than the first half. But you have DJ Moore, Rome Odunze. If Allen's still got some,
yeah, as a third possession
juice,
receiver, fine.
Exactly. And then in the backfield, where obviously he wants to run the ball, see Detroit, you've got DeAndre Swift, Rashawn Johnson, Travis Homer, pretty loaded up backfield situation. So, yeah, there's weapons there for him. By the way, he already had his staff at least partially figured out. His defensive coordinator, Dennis Allen's coming with him, the former New Orleans Saints head coach. So he's a first-time head coach. You got a longtime head coach as your DC, who's also a really good coordinator. That's a strong secondary member of his staff. So that's a good start for Ben Johnson. But back to Cliff Kingsbury, that was one of the only jobs, Danny, that I thought he would leave for potentially. I thought if New England came open and was still available when he was done coaching, they obviously wanted Vrabel, and I understand that. You bring home your beloved son.
Mm-hmm.
But because of Drake May and because of Caleb Williams, those are two really interesting jobs. The Raiders one never made sense to me. That was the big rumor the last 48 hours, was that he was definitely going to Vegas. They have no quarterback. They're in a division with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. There's three 10-win teams that made the playoffs in the West that you're playing twice a year. I thought that was a terrible job, but he sides with Chicago. And I would think Cliff Kingsbury, who's been linked to the Raiders, would probably have some of the same issues with that gig. So is there anything that's available that Kingsbury could potentially consider worth leaving Washington for? Remember, he's still getting paid by
the
Cardinals for three more years after this one. Three more full seasons after this, he's getting paid a head coaching salary from the Cardinals, and you've got a chance if you come back. Let's say you don't win a Super Bowl, to either win one, or this is a hilarious thing to say, maybe go back-to-back next year, right? I mean, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, it's going to be hard to leave Jaden Daniels.
The only, again, you never know somebody's mind. You never know where you and I could look objectively from the outside and go, Dallas is not a good job. It's not. Now, you're going to get paid a ton. You're going to be as high profile as they come. And Jerry Jones is there just Jerry Jonesing all over the place. You punt on one fourth down, and he's on the radio the next day going, I disagree with that decision. There's going to be a conversation there. Like, you're getting undermined all the time. But he's from Texas. Maybe he loves that. You know, I have no idea, right? So on paper, there's nowhere where I would go, ooh, that's tempting, mostly because you already said it. He's still getting paid like he's a head coach from Arizona for a couple more years. Does he love Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville? I don't know the answer to that, right? So to me, there's nothing on paper. It was, to me, Chicago or New England, who has, again, same similar situation, young quarterback, all the cap space and kind of a blank slate that you could sort of write in your own image. That might be tempting. Now that those are off the board, I certainly wouldn't be tempted by those other gigs.
Beltway Blitz time at the top of the hour. We've got some Caps tickets we're giving away at 6 o'clock tonight on the show. Jay Gruden stops by at 5. We're going to be hitting the phones pretty hard next hour as well. All coming up on Grant and Danny.